And we now have with us U.S. Congressman Roger Marshall of Kansas, and I know a lot going on in Washington, D.C. I know really the health care is sort of in the Senate's laps right now. They're working on that one a little bit tough, but I know that you know quite a bit about some of the work that's been done on that, and maybe just your viewpoint. I know you're sitting there and, you know, in Congress and probably keeping an eye on things too, but the very latest from your perspective, Roger.
Well, Kathy, certainly health care remains front and center, and we look forward to the Senate passing something. And I just want to share with people that there's no one health care bill that's going to totally fix health care problems. But whatever this health care bill doesn't fix, I'm committed to doing more work. I'm committed to whatever years I get left to work up here to helping make sure everybody has true access to meaningful health care, meaningful and affordable health care. But we need the Senate to pass something close to what they got on the table. I can work with it and then get down to some real work about figuring out how to start lowering the cost and expenses of health care.
Now, I know, of course, Senator Moran actually voted against it this past week, and not because he's for Obamacare by any stretch of the imagination. I just think he had some serious concerns about the way it had been amended. And I don't know your viewpoint on that. I think that has been part of the issue is some of the amendments and some of the – it's a very complicated measure, let's face it.
Certainly, it is very complicated. And right now, there's quite a few inequitable situations between the states that accepted Medicaid expansion and those that didn't. And unfortunately, there's just no way this country can afford to continue Medicaid expansion. So I'm sure Senator Moran's working to improve the bill even more. He and I and all of us from the Kansas delegation are very concerned about reimbursement for Kansas hospitals. And what no one is talking about is that the Affordable Care Act robbed about $800 billion from Medicare reimbursement to pay for Medicaid expansion. So both in our House bill and the Senate bill, there's some appropriations to try to make those Kansas hospitals whole, and I'm sure that Senator Moran is continuing to work on this.
Now that you mentioned Senator Dole's name, why don't we go there next, because I know why you were thinking of his name, and very special measure that you're working on, in fact, I believe you and the rest of the delegation trying to introduce a bill to award Senator Bob Dole the Congressional Gold Medal, and that really, it's fun to talk about something like this for a change.
It sure is. Senator Dole has been such an inspiration to so many of us, and we're getting ready to celebrate his birthday as well sometime this week, so we're looking forward to that, and maybe that's how I was thinking about his name, because my staff just came in and told me that we were invited to his birthday party, so we're all excited for that, and certainly what a diplomat he's been for Kansas, and just so honored to have him to be part of our lives, and we get to see him every couple of weeks and have contact with his office, I would say almost on a weekly basis. He's still very involved up here, and just so excited to get to know him and Elizabeth better.
And I know my very young reporting days, I had the opportunity to work with him when he was perhaps a little bit more of his prime. So, yeah, truly, this sounds like a great measure that you're all working together on. Now, I know military is something you've also been quite involved in. We had an opportunity to chat just this past week about the National Defense Authorization Act. And I know that appropriations bill, those kind of things are still being looked at. And maybe just the latest with Fort Riley so close, we're pretty interested in that.
Yeah, absolutely. There is an appropriations bill that we hope to vote on this week to appropriate the money, the funding for the military, some simple things in it. It's going to give the troops a little bit of a pay raise. It's going to allow to build up the military, maybe about 18,000 more soldiers. Just yesterday, we went over to the Pentagon. We were invited there to meet the vice chairman of the Army and got to meet with him and discuss military readiness, and specifically, we talked about Fort Riley quite a bit, and it was just great that he understands the Big Red One, he knows all about the history of the first ID, and he gave me a history lesson on it, and so many of the wonderful things that Fort Riley has to offer as far as for training for the military, so we had a great discussion there as well.
Now, I know I just was at a meeting, in fact, earlier in the week where they talked about all 15,000 troops going to be back home in Fort Riley, which is pretty unusual. But we have a lot of soldiers back right now. And, you know, some of your thoughts about that. Any concerns? I know we always worry about base realignment and closure. How are things looking that way?
Well, we actually have specific part of our bill that's going to say that we don't want any part of base alignment, I think, until at least 2022. So that would be what where the House is on this, is that we don't want any base realignment at this point in time. And in discussion with the Army, I think there's some, they want to become more efficient, but I don't think there's any talk of closing bases.
And I'm trying to think if there's anything else. I know there have been a lot of changeovers in staffing at Fort Riley, and an almost complete turnover of different names, but all sound like pretty energetic folks, and it should be interesting to see what happens there.
Yeah, I think I would just add to the, it is great to have all the troops back home, and I was invited just a couple of weeks ago to welcome some of the troops back from who had been in South Korea, certainly a hot spot of the world right now. So it was great to see those young men and women come back and get to greet their loved ones, people they'd not seen for 9 months, and say so long to General Franks, who's going off in a different direction. I think he's going to Kentucky, and we look forward to meeting the new commanding general as well.
I know when you made your statement having to do with the National Defense Authorization Act, of course, you talked about the continuing need for our troops to be making their presence known, I guess we could say. And I think you used the example of the Dagger Brigade and just some of the different things that are going on that way. But any more to add on that note?
Well, unfortunately, we are not in a very good state of military readiness right now. I think half of our Marine airplanes and Navy airplanes are grounded right now, just as an example. So we need to have adequate funding to do those things. We've kind of been in a back trot here for the last 8 years. So I think the Army is excited, the entire military is excited to be going in a positive direction now.
And I know, I guess other than that, just what you're hearing from constituents, I noticed you do have some town halls, none in our area, but I know you had the one that was in Wamego not that long ago, but just kind of how things are going, what you're hearing from the folks out there.
Yeah, Kathy, I think we just completed, I think, our 40th town hall this past weekend. We flew into Denver and did a Northwest tour from Goodland all the way back to, Waukini in that area. So, it continues to be concerns about the price of wheat, the price of corn, the economy in general. I hear a lot of people just saying they're tired of the fighting that they see on television between the two parties. And I would just look, you may see it on TV, but boy, I sure don't feel much of that going on. We were coming up with bipartisan solutions for the military, bipartisan solutions. We're trying to figure out immigration. So I think those are the typical things. It was interesting, and I did not have one question on Russia, not one question on President Trump. People were much more focused just on their own economy as opposed to some of the other headlines in the news.
I will say, I know for Senators Moran and Roberts, apparently there were a couple K-State faculty members involved with that large group of over 100 that kind of demonstrated a little bit when it came to health care. But they didn't disturb your office at all, I take it, or was there any connection at all with that?
We've had just no uprisings, no major drama at all. Actually, things were very, very quiet and just could not have been more polite people that we met with.
Well, before we wrap up, about a minute left, if there's anything else you're really wanting to highlight. I know we've covered a lot of territory from, military, health care, and a variety of things that way, but just anything else?
Well, Kathy, I just want to keep emphasizing the great things we are getting done. This House has passed over 200 pieces of legislation. The president has signed 42 of those. That's more than any new president, new Congress has done since President Truman. Unemployment's at a 14-year low in our state. Consumer confidence is like at a 16-year high. There's lots of great things happening, and we're glad to be part of it.
Again, we've been speaking today with U.S. Representative Roger Marshall of Kansas, and you're listening to In Focus on News Radio, KMAN.